Last night, the Baltimore City Council passed legislation to cut in half the service fees that third-party delivery apps like Uber Eats charge restaurants. The move is designed to help restaurants that have had to rely on takeout orders to stay afloat during the pandemic. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
Third-party delivery companies typically charge restaurants about a third of an order's cost to deliver it to a customer's door. The bill caps those fees at 15%.
This bill has been approved. It's our first bill on the 73rd of the Baltimore City Council.
That's City Council President Nick Mosby. Mayor Brandon Scott has said he will sign the bill into law, then it will go into effect immediately. It's temporary and will end 90 days after Governor Larry Hogan lifts the state of emergency. Restaurants have relied on takeout orders throughout the pandemic as customers stay home and regulations on dine-in services shift according to COVID-19 trends. City restaurants were able to reopen for limited capacity dine-in services last week after a month of bans on indoor and outdoor dining. The bill also aims to prevent delivery companies from passing the fees to customers and gig workers. It forbids companies from charging customers prices higher than those listed by restaurants and bans the garnishing of drivers' tips. Shiraj Bhatt, the owner of the Remington Eatery Suite 27, resisted listing his restaurant on third-party delivery apps in the early days of the pandemic.
But soon I realized, just like many other businesses also, if we don't do that, we'll be done soon because nobody wanted to walk inside the restaurant, even for takeout.
Bhatt says he's grateful that third-party delivery apps create jobs and allow his restaurant to serve more customers. He says his business would be dead in the water otherwise.
But I think the commission is way too high.
The restaurant's weekly Grubhub orders amount to about $2,500, making the delivery company's cut, which he says is 35%, about $875. Having that cut, Bhatt says, would allow him to hire another person or expand his menu.
And I think as a small business owner, the more we can give a purchasing power, whether that's to the consumer or to the small business owners, I think that will help economy, and small businesses are a backbone of any city.
Delivery companies have decried the fee cap, which has appeared in other cities across the country, including Washington, D.C. and San Francisco. Uber spokeswoman Michelle Blackwell said in a statement the company drives demand for independent local restaurants and that regulating commissions will force Uber to radically alter the way it does business. The city's law department has maintained that the cap is within the authority of the city council. Chief Solicitor Elena DiPietro said in an opinion that the bill is necessary to protect the health, safety, and welfare of the city. The council also took up the mantle of school reopenings. Last week, Governor Hogan called on schools statewide to reopen by March 1st. The city system is planning a mid-February reopening for students in kindergarten through second grade. The Baltimore Teachers Union has argued to delay reopening until all teachers have been fully vaccinated. Last night, Councilman Robert Stokes, the chair of the Education and Youth Committee, requested a hearing on the city's return to in-person schooling.
So the idea of this hearing is to give the teachers a platform so we can hear their concerns about returning to in-person schooling. We have to have this dialogue so we can let the teachers know that we support them wholeheartedly about their cautions about going back into schools.
The hearing will call for Baltimore City Schools CEO Sonia Santelises to answer questions about safety precautions and vaccines. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.